You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I want to talk today about getting back to basics. See, most Christians believe that Jesus came to do away with many of his father's laws. The few that believe God's Ten Commandments are still in effect, most of those, 80-90+% of them, don't obey all of God's laws. They say, quote, works are not necessary. They see this as some kind of earning of your salvation or I don't know what nonsense they attribute to it. But some say that the second commandment to eliminate the portion that teaches us not to have idols or to bow down to idols. Some don't observe that. Others change the fourth commandment and replace the Saturday Sabbath was Sunday, the day of Baal and sun worship, and the small number of people who seek to obey the Ten Commandments, all ten of them, don't consider God's statutes to be binding for people in the New Testament, and some put fancy terms like dispensation and, you know, theological words to basically give an excuse for not obeying God. So let's go back to the basics. Most Christians would actually believe what it says in Deuteronomy 6:5. Jesus quoted this in Matthew 22:37. It says, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So most people would say, amen, brother, preach on. But they don't literally do it. Why? See, this is what's so sad. Satan's deceived so many people into an absolute like this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, but don't pay attention to what he says. But don't obey him like he says to obey him. But don't take his words literally, because certainly he didn't mean it. Of course, all of the Sunday preachers, they're up there saying, oh, you got to obey Malachi 3:8. They resurrect this one law, one statute out of the law, and they say, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Isn't it ironic that the thing that they need the most, money, to survive, somehow that law made it on the other side of the cross. It's make sure you open up your checkbooks and put money in the plate when we pass it. That one's still valid, but all of these other ones are not. Well, not all of them. You know, in Acts 15:20, it says, but we write from them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. Well, there's one of the four that they agree with. Sexual immorality, unless we're talking about, you know, gays and lesbians, sexual perversions, things like that. I'll say, oh yeah, that we got to keep. But things polluted by idols? No, they got all kinds of idolatry. Things strangled from blood. No, they don't obey that. Don't follow that. It's sad, folks. Here's how you contact us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.